the curriculum?
Yeah, we did, do we finish it tomorrow?
No,
oh, we finished tomorrow.
Let's take it tomorrow. No? So what was the last row we said? Lesser Shazer B'Shazer we defined, right? Mm-hmm. And Shev Al Tassan. And that's what the Gemara is the Kasher from what? From Yisim Halacha. And then we said Yisim Halacha, so the Kum V'Asay. To be Machshir the Kum V'Asay. That's the nature of the Yisim Halacha. Was that the lesson we said?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay.
Ini v'ha Rav Chazela hu gavra davar kashari kisna v'puria v'latye v'lotzamach kisne.
Right, so you see there's this malacha.
Right. So, Hossam bar Yomahat. The answer is on Purim for 14. For 14 back.
It was his day.
It was his day. Okay. Rabba, the Rei Dito, easy answer. Rabba Rei the Rabba Amar, Afilu Tema, B'Yomahat.
Yeah.
Hesper the tainis kabilu alayu malacha lo kabilu alayu dimikar k'siv simcha mishav yantiv v'kesev k'siv lasos osam yimei mishav v'simcha v'ilu yantiv lo k'siv.
Right, so therefore what?
No esim malacha.
There's no esim, they want makabal esim malacha.
Right.
Yeah.
Of any kind. So even right. Biyom may be mutter.
Right.
Okay, so what is the name?
El Rav, my time of Latye Lahu Gavra.
Yes, who's the one Makavalon?
Dvarim, Hamutarim, Vachirim, Nogubam, Isser, Have, Uba Asher, the Rebbe, Lo Nog. So the Rebbe's place they were Noeg, and that person's place they were Noeg, and so he cursed them for violating the Minog.
Right. Right, this is interesting taste.
On the day.
Dvarim?
Yeah.
Vachirim, Nogubam, Isser. Kasha, the Ha Rebbe hit there, Beishan. Aider Meir Sha'achol Sham Allah Shayer Bechun. So the case of Beishan where Rabbi Matad, even though it was Asr in that place or something?
Even though there were no Yisr. In Beishan, because there were no Yisr in Beishan, like it's Eretz Yisrael.
Right.
So he was Matad, because he said it's not Eretz Yisrael. And therefore it's there's no Maisa. There's no Maisa Midivrayim.
Right.
On a place which is not usher at all. Okay.
The Shlomo, the Hasan lo nahugu iser el betalos. The Hachamai v'davar shenagib yisura miskaven.
Right. So this is an interesting thing. So it means that if a minig develops because they made a mistake in halacha, maybe that's not a minig.
Right.
That's not a minig. Even though the place is nahug that way, but if it's a mistake, it was a toss. So it doesn't have a din minhag. Okay.
Cool. That's
it.
Right.
And a lot of things happen like that.
Yeah.
Oh, today especially.
Yeah.
But it's based on the issue of Nadar. Is that the where the issue comes from?
The halacha what?
Like Nadar. Like once the makabel.
Once the whole call is makabel, yeah.
So you didn't like Nadar almost.
It's the whole year. The Gemara talks about it in fourth verse and so on.
Right. But if it's a toast, then it's lacking in the Kabbalah.
Yeah, toast is not a Kabbalah.
We had this one that years ago in the Aleir of Minog. You said it has to be traced back to a bezin.
Has to be traced back to a source.
Yeah.
Can't
be a nigg of the Yam?
It could be a nigg of the Yam. I think we said it could start from the Yam also. But the...
Yeah, today you have a lot of things like that, Minog, that are really prevalent.
You mean like...
Like not seeing the Chas and the Kal for a week, right. Standing up when they walk in. I mean, right. If you don't do it, they look at you like you're crazy.
Right. Okay, good. So what are we up to?
Oh, so do you want to find the change between the initial Tarkana and then the...
The initial Tarkana?
Very.
The initial Tarkana and what?
Initial Tarkana was Yantif. Then they weren't Makabala, now there's a Din Minhag.
Now there's a Din Minhag, right.
Right.
So Rebbe was, but in Rebbe's place there wasn't a minute.
Right. Okay. A little further?
Yeah.
Oh, well, what about the curse? Isn't that an interesting phenomenon?
No, you answer that. Come on, answer that.
Because he was violating the minute.
No, the ability to give curse to the guy, this stuff doesn't grow.
I mean, it's why the stuff didn't grow.
Yeah, I mean, come on, mysticism we don't have here. Yeah, all of a sudden, the guy
flax was like,
well, maybe the guy got so, nervous he didn't.
Take care of it properly.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Just in terms of pshat, the Mekorah Ksiv Simcha Mishta Yontif, right?
That's what you're going to say?
So that Mekorah is
the supernatural.
Go ahead.
I was ready for it.
The Mekorah Ksiv Simcha Mishta Yontif. So, in other words, Mekorah is. At the time that it happened, there were no Eg Yontif, right? Because you can't just throw that out. In other words,
Tarksiv in the Megillah.
Yeah, I understand. But so they.
But then later in the Megillah, the first
they wanted
year, apparently, they kept it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what I wanted to bring out. Yeah. Okay, good. Because you can't just say that it was an expression of Yontif, but only for that Dar, for that time.
That's right.
Good.
The Eboy is Ema La Olam Nahuk. Really, Rebbe was also Nahuk in his place. The Rebbe, Netiyah Shel Simcha Nata. The Rebbe was a case of Netiyah Shel Simcha. Zitnan, Arev Lonanu, Matin Masu Matin, Beni Netiyah, Be'erosinu, Benisu, Vitana La, Beni Ben Shel Simcha, Netiyah Shel Simcha, Ezi Ben Shel Simcha, Zir Bonavais, Chasm, Sidna, Ezi Netiyah Shel Simcha, Zenotea, Avu Nekishel Malachim. So, there's a concept of an Atiyah Shel Simcha from the case by the Tainus Geshanim, where they pass your Amayit in Atiyah Shel Simcha. And Rebbe on Purim was doing that halachic action of an Atiyah Shel Simcha, which is not Asr. Even though it's, you know, Yamtif, it doesn't Asr in Atiyah Shel Simcha.
What was Rashi saying?
Can you talk about Avrullah?
On which Atiyah Shel Simcha?
Yes, definitely.
The Kivan de Purim Yom Simcha Hu Motel Lintel on Atiyah Shel Simcha.
That's an interesting thing.
It's very strange.
Right?
Yeah, you don't say it on Yanta, really Yanta, if you don't say something.
No. Right. You see right away that's not this Malacha per se.
Right.
Yeah, but what? But why should it be Motel? I mean,
no, it could be Motel because it's complementary to the Yom.
Well,
but also, just from the
Gemara. You have to define this problem.
Yeah, right. How many must come here?
You have to find this. Huh? What is this Natiya got to do with Purim?
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
It doesn't.
Okay. It's going to be years until this thing grows and then it gives that shade, that fancy shade that on the porch.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's right. Just like a step though. Is it? It seems like the Gemara.
So what do you say?
Just one step is that the Gemara like doesn't say give this answer when it originally held it was an Isra Malacha.
No.
In the Havka.
Of course not.
Right. It's only once the Isra Malacha is Mishum Minhag. Only when it's Mishum Minhag does the Gemara have the ability to give an answer of the Tiyash Simcha.
Right.
But if it wasn't Mishum Minhag, it was the Simcha Mishav Yantiv, then the Gemara wouldn't have even thought this would work. Because it could have answered that there, but it doesn't try that until you say it's in the
Gemara. Okay, so what do you say?
So that the formulation of the Isra Malacha.
But there's two ways. Even though the Gemara holds as minig, according to one shot, he wasn't allowed to do it.
Then the Tiyah Shel Simcha wouldn't work?
It wouldn't work.
Right, because I mean, it has to say.
Because the Gemara knew it's in the Tiyah Shel Simcha, right?
What do you mean? The Havmina?
Havmina.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean they didn't know it was Natiya Shel Simcha?
Yeah, but they didn't know. They just didn't know it.
And now they're giving it a kinta. That it wasn't Natiya Shel Simcha. Okay, all right. So whatever. So, but what do you see from this?
It's funny. You see, malacha is like a fluid thing. Like on Yantaf, you can't like on Chol HaMoed, you can't be involved in malacha that's Tichy Yisira. And over here, they're breaking down malacha into malacha shel simcha. It doesn't seem to be a straight category like on Shabbos of 39 malachas. It seems to be some type of fluid definition. kind of conforms to different things. Like,
so you have to define. You have to give it an address, like the Rav used to say. So what is the address here? In other words, the Issim Malacha could stem from the Halachas of Purim, that the person shouldn't be involved in anything that has nothing to do with the Simchas Purim, in which case, this would be Usser. Was it? This has nothing to do with Purim? Correct?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But if you remember the Rambam in Hilchos Yontif, the Rambam says in Hilchos Yontif, "V'chayev Adam Lios Bahem Sameach V'Tov Lev." That on Yontif you have to be in a happy mood. So it means that so far as you're able to, you have to really control your mood. So that's halacha in the Gavra, in a Geyat Yontif. So apparently, what the Gemara is saying here, the Chiddush the Gemara is saying here is that the Issim Halacha is based on the halacha of Sameach V'Tov Lev. That's why you're Issim Halacha. Because it should only, the Gavra should be a Sameach V'Tov Lev. So if it's a Netiya Shel Simcha, makes him happy, so then there's no Issim. It could be that's, that the Habman didn't hold over. Possible. I don't know. It's not, no right. I can't bring it right. Okay, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting. But it shows you an amazing thing over here. I mean, still and all, you're talking about Rabbi Yehuda Nasi.
Right.
He has nothing else to do but to engage in this, in planting the... this Netiya Shel Simcha. You see, I think the problem with us is that we're not on a level to see the godless Adam of Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. I mean, first of all, he was a very wealthy man. He could have gotten somebody else to do it for him. But you see, his anivus and his plainness, that this was something that was an enjoyment, maybe doing it for his children or for whatever. But you see, his anivus was that this makes you made him sameach v'tov lev, and therefore he did it, and it wasn't beneath him to do it. It's an amazing thing. That's why I said we don't understand. We have no concept of approaching the godless of Rabbeinu HaKadosh, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, I mean, the godless Adam in terms of his hanhagos. Because everybody always jumps for the more frum thing.
Yeah.
But the depth and the way he looked at halacha and the Derech HaChaim, I mean, was something which is beyond our comprehension. I don't think, I mean, that's the problem. The problem is people don't comprehend Chazal. Because their godless Adam was on a different plane. So for Rebbe, it was okay to plant a Netisha Sumchon Purim. May not. I'll ask you a question. The Gemara says, Rebbe said, Lo nenesi ki etzba ketana shalim min alam hazeh. Right?
Right.
So how could he... How could he? Why? How could he be sameach over here from this Netiyah Shel Simcha?
Because it's complementary to the simcha which was already in place from the Yom Purim. It wasn't taiva for the sake of taiva. It was like you said, the simcha of kedushas of the Yom Tov. So it's complementary to a pre-existing institution when there was a kiyum. It wasn't just for taiva per se.
He takes out a hammer and
starts building a trellis
and lumber and decides to build a base chasanim, or else he was planting the waters of Mizrach. Bornik Yishim Alachim is what a certain type of tree.
Arbor.
It's a shade tree for your
kibbutz. Shade tree, right.
Maybe
it's
named for
his
children. That's the answer, huh?
I think the pshat is when it says that Rebbe said lo nenesi ki etzba ketana, it doesn't mean he didn't have any enjoyment. That's not humanly possible. He means to say that in terms of his value, it wasn't a value for him to know. He was abnormal. He didn't have any enjoyment. And
right.
When he drank a glass of wine, he didn't enjoy the.
He didn't enjoy
the food. And what do you know? He put an end to his. Taste buds. I mean, it's not. Isn't what I'm saying? Brachos that Chazal ate the Paris Kedusha.
That's for sure.
The Yitzchak Avinu.
That's right.
Selim Matamim.
Yeah.
So it doesn't mean that he was not, he didn't have any senses. But it means it never was anything that had a meaning to him. It wasn't a value to him. But for us, it's a value. Say, let's go out for a good meal. Say, it's mutter, let's go out and enjoy a good meal. So that's really where you value it. But it doesn't mean he didn't have any enjoyments. It's not humanly possible. You see, he enjoyed this. Mm-hmm. And as long as it was mutter, and it was part of being sameach v'tov leiv, and he wasn't, it wasn't beneath him to do it. That was his godless. See, that's why they say Rabbeinu HaKadosh. Kadosh means he's different. Can't understand him so easily. Can't understand. It's a different type of godless order. Different type of godless. And that's an interesting thing that you learn from this Gemara, but a very important thing, I think.
What do you mean when you said before that they...
I said before the what? People try to understand the Chazal from their own... I mean, it's not their fault. They have no other way of doing it, but from their own perception of what godless order is. But I say... that we don't even, we're not even on the Madrega to understand his godless order. We're not even on the level. I mean, it's a different, whole different godless in terms of his nihug, his halacha, his, what he did. All the, you can't, that's why the Rambam says that you can't imitate a chazal.
Yeah.
Because you don't know what they're doing. Because the godless is on a different plane. But here you see, and here you see his unbelievable anivus, and it wasn't beneath him to do it, even though he was very wealthy, could have gotten somebody else to do it, but it was mutter, and it was a key in being samech for tough leg, and he did it. It's an interesting one. That's the main Kaddish. Okay.
Well, what about the fact that he's not going to enjoy the shade for a while?
Yeah, but it makes him happy.
Just the point.
Because he's planning with that motivation.
Yeah, what is Rashi saying? The Tishas.
Yeah.
I want to finish off the Rashi's.
Okay.
You give up tiny Yashubis then. Miss Anna Gashamim, Velo Nanim and Shemayim, and Matin Benetio Binya. The Tanati and Tia Shal Simcha, Binya Amar Khan, Shasurim Binin Shal Simcha, Shinagan Atman, Kimizuf and Chavelan. Benetia Amar Khan, Tia Shal Simcha, Gon Aborniki Elon, Shetzilo Noe, Gon Elon Shikofin Osan Agave Klunasos, the Yusedos, Ramalachim Oakland Tachta, Bimosakama. Miss Adnan Bach, the Mine Smachos, the Ubinian Bias Hasnus of No, Shah Macy E. Shell of No, Hari Shon, Hayabon of Bias, we also will hope of Bisoho, Alma Ikenetia Shasimcha.
Okay, good. Nice come on. Okay, so we don't want to show. Mirashi says that if you mamayat yourself from that,
right.
So you're being knowing like a Nozov. It's an interesting thing.
Right, but what is the Gemara's proving that just like it's a halakhically recognized category? Like Alma, the Ikin and Tiyashal Simcha, it's nothing to do with Purim, right? I mean, it's just showing that there's a category of an Tiyashal Simcha?
Yeah.
Or otherwise, you wouldn't, even though it would still be Asar?
Right, it's showing you there's a category. that there's a, it's showing you, right, that there's a category. Yeah, I mean, what how exactly?
Well, why do you need that? If the minhag is of simcha, so this is simcha.
You want one from Uriah?
Yeah, could you go for a joyride in your car? Would that be a problem? So, if you need a joyride, you have to like show another halachic place where there's an institution of a joyride. You know, like if this is a tiyush of simcha, like it just makes him happy. So, why would even? Should be mutter because it's a simcha.
The Gemara should just say
it's tiyush of simcha.
That's a vunti ilunchen tzilono.
Yeah, it's a simple leifan.
What does this mean, Uriah, from that negative halacha?
There's such a thing as an tishah simcha.
That there's such a thing as an tishah simcha.
Right. Almost like other categories of actions would be us if they weren't like.
That works without
making
negative.
I hear
you. Yeah, that's better.
I don't care about that.
It's wireless,
It's wireless?
It's wireless, right?
I always thought the one we had plugged into the phone.
You roll on the phone.
You learn from there. What do you learn from there? The riot from Avro Elu Velo and then from the Gemara Tainus. Is that it's a Chal Hashem. That Netiyah Shel Simcha is a Chal Hashem. Because it's saying that you have to abstain from it. Because you have to be noeg like a Nozif in those cases. So you see that it's a Chal Hashem. It's not just like a guy is left. So apparently what the Gemara is deriving from there is that this is a kiyum. In order to be a kiyum in the Yom HaPurim, it's not enough that it's not, it has to be.
It can't be
Maaseh B'Amah. It can't be Maaseh
B'Amah. Or for it to be a kiyum in Purim?
In order to be matir the Isser Malacha.
Right.
It has to be a Chal Hashem.
It has to contribute to the Yom HaSimcha? The real.
It has to be a Chal Hashem in the Yom, in the Gavra, of a Maaseh Shel Simcha.
Right.
That would seem to be on the surface.
As opposed to just like an effect of something?
Right, as opposed to just doing a malacha that makes you happy.
Right.
You like to fiddle around.
Right. You go for a ride in the car.
Right.
That wouldn't be a biasa.
Right.
That's like registering the gaba that it changed his day in some way.
That's right.
And you learn that from over there because we see once in a Zuf and Kavil and they don't do this.
Right.
So it's a different type of gaba.
I mean, it has to do with a chali shein that's no gay of the gaba.
And a nozif is created by Bezdin?
What's that?
A nozif is created by Bezdin, it's a Chal Hashem given by Bezdin?
No, it's a...
God's not answering.
He's acting like he's nozif. He's
aloof?
No, nozif means being disparaged by God. Like he's a nozif, he's a meruchak.
Is that halacha category?
Yeah.
And how does one get into that halacha category?
When it doesn't rain.
If it doesn't rain,
I think he's asking what must a person do to actively
That's
yeah.
what you're asking.
Yeah. So that's the whole sugya then, the times.
So it didn't rain for 30 days or 60 days and
they,
nothing
they,
worked?
They're a whole bunch of siddurim that they go through.
Right.
And nothing works, so then it shows that they're nizufim with Nehemakal.
They stop the tenesim, right?
Right.
And this is like this remain a state of like nazif and avail?
That the Gavin becomes a nazif, express himself as a nazif, and refrains from activities that he ordinarily participated. But you see that the activities have a chalashim.
Mm-hmm. Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't act to answer their tefillas.
Right.
So this netiyah shel simcha has a chalashim?
What's that?
This netiyah shel simcha
has a chalashim of a maisa shel simcha.
So how is this different than in, like, in riding in the car? Why does this get a chalashim and anything else?
Mm-hmm.
Why does Natiya Shel Simcha get a Chal Hashem? Why does that register? And let's say, like riding in the car, that doesn't register.
Apparently, it's an entity. But I'm not saying riding the car is us. I don't think anybody else riding the car is us.
But if you have the minhag of the Simcha, though, we don't have a minhag of the Simcha.
We don't have that minhag with regard to a car. But I wouldn't say even Chol HaMoed you ride in a car. So riding cars is something different. It's not an example. But let's say, for instance, you had to fix your bike, and you had to do a lot of work on it, and you enjoy tinkering. So then you wouldn't be allowed to go to. It has to be a Chal HaShem objectively as a an act of simcha, not subjectively.
I mean, it's like it's a universal act of simcha? Is that why?
That's
right. I mean, for everybody. It's not
subjectively.
Fair
right.
So Netiyah is a universal act of simcha?
This type of Netiyah. Abonik Yisham Malachim.
We don't have this stuff anymore. We're missing out. You know, quite a lot.
We don't have the modernity of a cold room, an air conditioner. But you don't have the flowers, the smell, and the fresh air, and the enjoyment of going from the painful heat to the shade and the breeze.
You're really missing out.
Missing out on a lot of things.
The water is for you.
What's that?
The water is for you.
Oh, thanks. Thanks. But you don't have right. That's an interesting thing. You don't have the flies either. I guess we'll choose a more sterile environment if there's less pain.
Doesn't mean it'll be happier though.
No, definitely not.
We'll choose it.
Yeah, we lost a lot of insurance.
For another.
So let's go backwards now. you want to take Tesis? Shasur and Basper?
Yeah. Shasur and Basper. Hishiv Rashi, Vichim, Mi Nasan Koch, Limei, Megillus, Esther, Lichos, Avelus?
What's that little?
I don't know. I have the ode.
Oh, the ode?
The ode?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. The ode, Behesper Neser, Mishin Dechsev, Yimei Meshav Simcha, V'ha Chazin, and the Kulama Nagibo Heter. And everybody does, Hesper? Okay. Elevanda, Elohavi, Elohimich, Enofen, Alpanea. The Lava Yom Tzara, El Yom Simcha.
So it means Tachma.
Right. You answer this or has been means? You don't do Tachma?
It's a little bit of a stretch, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, he's saying because Hesper is part of Velos. So he's saying, how could they be Oker in the time of Hanukkah, there was no Nevi'im, there was no
Megillah, no?
Time of Hanukkah?
The business of Megillah?
Oh, I'm sorry. Megillah Esther. Achimenos hankoach liyemei Megillas Esther. Litchos Avelos.
Does it mean like Yemei Purim?
Yeah.
Yeah, it means Yemei Purim, yeah.
You just call Yemei Megillas Esther. I never heard that before. Yemei Meshach Simcha.
So why can't they be Docha?
They set up a minhag of a Chris Megillah and Shalchmanos and all these other things. I mean, why could they do that? Wasn't that
the Rashi? Chum can make a takana. But Taisa seems to be asking on Velas in general.
Right, and is it
Hesped Arisa? I mean, well, it's a key in Arisa because you have it in. You have it in the Torah. You have it as by Yaakovinu.
Right.
For Yispei Shem, Mispei, Gadol, Ma'od. It's part of Avelos.
Yeah.
So what's bothering Rashi? Right. There, and that was Anshik Nesek Dola there.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So we mean us and Koch, and she can ask her had a lot of Koch.
They did a lot of things.
An interesting thing, I just came to my mind, the Rambam. The Rambam only counts one mitzvah on Purim, right? Mitzvah achas midivrei sofrim, the kriyas
ha-megillah.
What about Suda, Mishloach Manos?
He calls that mitzvahs also.
He does call them mitzvahs.
Yeah. He does. I mean, yeah, mitzvahs.
But it's not all a minyan.
No.
Different kind of mitzvah.
For one thing, so you said that came to your mind because.
Because Taisus calls it Yemei Megillas.
Esther, yeah, it's a funny way to refer to it.
Esther. Now Taisvis is simply asking, why did there have to be Ochre of Elis? All you need is, it's a Yom of Kriyas and Megillah. That's the essential mitzvah in the Yom. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's true, there's a din of Mishta v'Simcha, but you can have Mishta, you can have Simcha. You don't have to make it into a Yom Shel Simcha that's Ochre of Elis. In other words, why it's a yom sheyesh bo simcha, it's a chiyuv
sameach. Right, you just want to say it's isolated chiyuv agavra. It's not the
chiyuv agavra.
It doesn't have to be the character of the day. The character of the day is yom kriyas manes. That's the,
right.
That's the essential mitzvah.
Yeah.
That's why the Rambam.
But you mean like the simcha is servicing the Megillas Esther? It doesn't have to be. It's like an independent Yom Simcha that has to be a Sefer HaHesped.
Just a second. Here we are saying, cleaning Yom Simcha, cleaning the Megillas Esther. It means like this. It's like this. What does it mean? What does it mean by Yemei Megillas Esther? That we say. The Gemara says that why you maskir Yalav Yavan Rosh Chodesh? Because b'chol yom v'yom, Baruch Hashem yom yom, b'chol yom v'yom, ten lo main b'chosav. Okay? So, there's no special Kedushas HaYom on Purim. It's simply Halacha of b'chol yom v'yom, ten lo main b'chosav. So you have to be carried in Megillah? To be mefarsim the neis, and even the mishta and the simcha is a kiyum in pirsim the neis. But the thing is a kiyum in pirsim the neis. But the thing that Taisus is asking is, that it's really halacha b'chol yom v'yom tein l'mein b'chosof. So where does that, how could that affect the kviyas ayom of avelus, which is a yom kavua? How could a b'chol yom v'yom, how could a yom that results from b'chol yom v'yom tein l'mein b'chosof be oker, a yom that's kavua, linyan avelus? That's why what's his lashon? The chininos on koach yemei megillas Esther. Who gave the koach to yemei megillas Esther? It doesn't mean the chininos on koach be yemei megillas Esther. It means li yemei megillas Esther. Lidchos avelus. What he means is that the yemei megillas Esther and all the tekanos is because of b'chol yom v'yom tein l'mein b'chosof. That's a kviyas that stems from the gavras chininos. Saying Yalla V'Yavo. So why does that have a power? How could that interfere and uproot Yemei Avelus? So that's why Teshuvah says it means only Tachanun. Because Tachanun makes sense. Because Tachanun means that the person is Mischanin lefnei Hashem al tzaroso.
That's contrary.
So that's contrary. That's also like a in the same category. That he should not do that. That he should be. It should be b'chol yom v'yom tein l'mein b'chosof. So that's the same category. But the category of avelus is a different category. It's an amazing thing. Taisus doesn't hesitate to change lashon haGemara. You see that?
Yeah. You mean to Tach from what?
Vasun Vesput.
You mean from Hesput to Tachman?
Yep. He is not afraid of the lesson.
How does Hesput mean Tachman? Yeah, but you conceptually, because it was, it seemed like a real stretch to say that's what it means, but conceptually it's very nice.
Yeah, conceptually it's very nice, yeah.
Yeah. What does Lutchos Avelus mean? Hesped, not giving a Hesped doesn't take away from the Avelus.
Yeah, it does.
I mean, it takes away from, but it's still, there's still Avelus.
Yeah, but the point is that the Yom of Avelus is Machayev and Hesped. It's not just a nice thing to be Masped.
It's not nice, a nice way.
It's nice. The Yom is Machayev and the Hesped. The Yom is Machayev and Hesped. So therefore,
Avelus exists without the Hesped.
Yeah, Avelus.
Six other days that you have.
Avelus is the Svatel after. Yeah, but it's an Indian Avelus. In other words, the Yom Hamisa is Avelus. So it's a halacha that's Nevea from the Yom. From the chiyuvi, from the dim, he doesn't mean only avelus. It means the whole avelus. It means the what do you call it? The aninus, avelus, all these things. So he says, they don't intersect. The two don't intersect. In other words, one is b'chol yom v'yom tein l'mein b'chosov, to be mekadesh Hashem. With Pirsa Manes, and the other thing is a completely different thing. That's b'chol yom v'yom tein l'mein, that the gavras chayev to every day, today. Tein l'mein b'chosof.
You saying the chiyuv mikra megillah also is like that?
Yes, that's what he's saying. He's saying the yemei kriyas megillah. That's why he says yemei kriyas megillah. Because yemei kriyas megillah are different. And the chayev stems from what? Mechayev stems from what? From Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. Tein lo me'im b'chosof. So it's halacha negavra vis-a-vis the Yom. But it's not halacha in the chepsis yo Yom per se.
Is Chris McGill chepsis in the Yom per se?
No.
It's not.
He doesn't know that it's. He holds it's just b'chol yom tein lo me'im b'chosof. Be mishabeachem. He saves your life, you're Shabbat. So that's B'chol Yom V'Yom Tein L'Mem B'chosim. And that's why the Rambam holds, the Rambam seems holds like Rashi.
Because he only counts one mitzvah, you say?
Because what?
He only counts one mitzvah, you say?
No, because he holds that you're not Gavelos.
You mean even Dere Veos, Derban, and everything?
On Purim, yeah.
Yeah, if I ask
you. Where's the Rambam?
Yeah,
he holds
us Asa
Baspa, but
time
is not right.
He does hold
Asa Baspa,
though.
Yeah. He does hold Asa Baspa.
That's right.
He didn't go so far as to change the Gemara's. Yeah, where does he say it? You have a thing over there, right?
Yeah,
it's a firm. I think it is on Eva also.
Well, he has right in the beginning of Gemara.
Of what, firm?
I think so. He says it's Asa Baspa, but it's Tanis, right?
Where do they put it on the side of Gemara?
It's easy, Gimel.
You know? Third base. Lucky, though. No, I think you're Gimel.
Third base?
Lucky, Gimel.
And where?
That's where he brings down the Asher and Hesper and Tainus.
And those are the Peg Bays. Oh, okay. Shnei Yemim Ha'ilu Abosu V'Chmisha Sosurim Behesper V'Tainus V'Chol Odom B'Chol Mokom. Bein V'nei Krakin Sh'Yos N'Chmisha S'Bovah Bein V'nei Yor Sh'Yos N'Abosu S'Bovah Bein V'nei Yor Sh'Yos Bein V'nei Yor What does he say about Avelus?
He doesn't mention Avelus there, no?
He doesn't mention Avelus.
Right. You can find it, maybe the thing will reference it. Do they reference any realms in Hilchos Avel?
Yeah, and I know it's, there is a reference. It says Asa Baspa V'Tainus. I don't think we're going to be able. Ma'anos of Olam Tapos. The Rosh Chodeshim, the Chanukah of Purim. This is Perigid Aleph. Ma'anos and Metapos of Olam Mekononos. Lobozev and Lobozev. Nikba Hameis, Lo Ma'anos, Lo Metapos, Ezeu Inui Shekulon Onos Kacha, Ezeu Inui Shekulon Onos Kacha, Kino, Shah, okay. We're not into that. But, anyways.
So, Lachi Gemel, are we? Lachi Gemel? Is it the Alf Lachi Gemel? Is it the quote here or something? No?
Gain ein maspid nesameis bechanikol purim, v'lo b'rashi chadoshim, aval noagin bo kol divrei avelos.
What halacha is that?
That's in Hilchos Avel, Perek Yud Aleph, halacha gimel.
Right, but it's mashba, he's arguing on Rashi whether Hesped is a din of avelos or not.
Apparently, he's definitely arguing on Rashi that what? That the Hesped is
not a din of avelos, separate.
What does he hold? Interesting. But he holds that cold dini avelos hanoi.
Right. That's the answer to the problem.
The guy doesn't go to shul. He says the Megillah by himself. And he sits on the floor. He doesn't wear shoes. He's not a cold dini avelos.
Right.
So why does he hold that? Well, Manashek, if he holds that Purim is just a halacha of what? B'chol Yom V'Yom.
So even Hesped?
B'chol Yom V'Yom. So it shouldn't stop Hesped either. Rosh is kosher. Rosh is kosher. Here's how Machlokes Rambam and Rashi. Does the Rambam hold this b'chol yom v'yom tenu main brachosov or not? If he holds this b'chol yom v'yom, if he holds it's not, but it's a real kviyas in the yom. Well, let's figure it out. I gotta figure it out. Anyway, so stop on this problem. It's a good problem. Rashi was nice. But then you have, how many more sheets? This thing you have, go through the, you have the Marama Rutenberg sheet. You have another sheet that it held, that as soon as Purim arrives, it's Mevatel all of Elis.
Really, you think that was a weak idea?
Yeah.
Really, like you don't continue afterwards?
No, no more Shiva.
Really? So
and
like
you, and if you were finished with Shiva, it's Mevatel Slosha.
Really?
Like
Yantov.
Wait, it's brought down on the tour of the other sheets?
Two agrees on the other sheets. But our winner, like the Marama Rutenberg.
The Bitsina, you know
that egg? Bitsina, you know egg, but you go to shul and
right.
Everything but Fahesia, you do. So the question is, we have to define these in the 3 year sheetas. Rashi we defined very nicely.
Right.
So, but now we have, you have the Rambam, you have the Marama Rutenberg, and then you have the Shultas that holds that it's. It simply knocks off the whole of Elis. It's interesting. Here, this for Adin dudes, I know just like the Ashkenazim. Like the Ramah. Okay, I will take it up. I believe that's enough.